So Vavam Abay is in the Ran, three lines on the bottom. And so the Ran is dealing with what the Halacha L'maisa, and he brought from the Ramban that we have a shell be passing like Rabba or Rabba. So he passing like Rabba the Chumra, that in the case of Maimid, you don't say about the Mesas about the Kuloi. You only say about the Mesas about the Kuloi if you have both, that your part of it became Mutter, and you're also a person is changing his original Dibur. So there's a toast in the Lashon as well. Miu. The Ran says, Ikam and Domar, the Chiyomer, the Maimed Kulon Asurim, that which we say that. So we pass the Rabbi Akiva, the Neder Shehut Mesas Hutu Kuloi. And we're saying, according to Rabba, that's going to be even in the case of a person is Maimed, the Rabbi Rishonim. According to Rabba, it's only a person is Mashana. But a person is Maimed, the Rabbi Rishonim, you don't say Hutu Mesas Hutu Kuloi. Even that, the Dafka Dubin the Masnissin, Shlohoy Yodesh Aviv Benehim. He was not aware of the issue. Hell Kiman Shahu Maimid and Kaneda Shahutu Miksasai Fishaviv Lohoyo Loilam Beklal Haneder. That was something which is obvious and clear, that had he been aware of it, he would not have included him. So the truth is that he was never really in the Neder, just he wasn't aware of that fact. So that's why you say, you don't. That's why, if the person says, I'm not planning to change my Lashon, so there's no toast on the Lashon, you don't say Neder Shehutter Miksasa Hutter Kuloi, because truthfully, it wasn't really Hutter Miksasa, the father never was included to start with, just he wasn't aware of it. But in a case where all of them really were included, it wasn't the toast, like the case of our Mishnah, where it's a netter where there's a mistake, it's a nidre shag again, but rather it was a case of where the person really did ask all of them, and later on, an initial echemehen, the poiskin, like the cases of the Mishnayos over there, and later on, that where you're being matter the netter, so that there the netter started out totally, and then you're matter one of them, so that's taka bittel on the netter. Then you say, Kim Shoto Echemehem, Al Yere Sheila, Hutru Kula. So that's what some say. Vein Kain Das Ramban Zal Bechosov, but the Ramban does not agree with this opinion. Even in such a scenario where it was a netter which was included all of them, and you, afterwards you're matter one of them, loy omer netter shot to mesasa hutu kuloi ela b'mishana. According to Rabba, you still need that you're mishana from the original lashon of b'mayim b'loy. So now, Zotaran, who do we hold like? Because we're nearly l'hachvia. I would like to say like the Ramban. The Im Isa, because if it would be true, like this other opinion, the Masnissin, the Poiskin, so the case over there of the Mishnah said around, that we to deal with being Mata the Netter, Kim the Yamim Taibim Mutarim Ayyade She'ela, so over there, you're being the Netter, the Poiskin, the Shabbos, the Yamim Taibim, you need a Hatar over there, but the case was a case of Shaila. The case was a case of Hatorah. Mm-hmm. But Hatorah was, you're Pesach B'Kavod Shabbos Yomtiv. That's Rabbi Akiva's case. Afilo B'Maimed, Reu Kimashana. So it comes out that even if the person Maimed the Borov, but since it was never, you had to be mat there, then you say Hutu Kuloi. So then, Im ken ki amar Rava the Kalmoidin the Mashana Kulam Mutarim. When Rava says Hakalmoidim, I put it the Beisham and Beis Hillel the Chud Koy. Well, I put it the Rekiva the Rabbanan. So it means it comes out that the Rabbanan are going on a case where it was a case of Sheila, which you're saying that Sheila, even when you're Maimed, it has the equivalent of it's your favorite Mashana. And still the Rabbanan say that you don't see Hutu Mesasa Hutu Kuloi. So even though it's a case which it has the equivalent of Mashana, you don't see neder hutum esasa huta kuloi. So Rava says that a case of Mishana, everybody agrees that you say hutum esasa huta kuloi, not the rabbanon of Rabbi Kiva, not the rabbanon of the Mishnah of Paiskin. So he's going on Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but not on the rabbanon of Rabbi Kiva. The Amrinan, the Vasnisan, the Poiskan, Afilu Maimid Kimishanahu, Upfigur Rabbana. We're saying now that even though, since it's a case of being Matarit, Maimid and Mashana, there's no difference. And even if you're Maimid, the word is equivalent of Mashana, it's still the Rabbanan say that you don't see Neder Shurutim Exas Hutukuloy, and part of the Neder is us, and part is Mutter. Okay, clear about the Hachi. So now is at the Ran, when the Mora asks on Rava, who is the that starts bringing other cases. So the Mora says, according to, so who is that going to be? Why is it only Rabbi Kiva? Why the Banan argue it's a case of Mashana? Well, that's not true. The more I ask the Kasha, that once you said something, the case of it was a case of Mashana, why is it only Rabbi Kiva? It's even the Rabbanan. No, it's not. We've just proven that Rabbi, when he said that Mashana did Rabbi Kol, he didn't mean the Rabbanan who argued Rabbi Kiva. He meant Mishan Bezillo. But the Rabbanan argued Rabbi Kiva, even in the case of Mashana, say half and half. Only Rabbi Kiva says not to show themselves with the Kulay. So therefore the case of the Rabbi Kiva, and the Mora asks, why is it only Rabbi Kiva? If it's a case of Mashana, it's only Rabbi Kiva in the case of Mashana. So what's the worst kasha? My come actually Ravina the Rava, Mimasis and the Kalkola, the Rabbi Kiva he Upigar Abonan, that Ravina asked Rava, why according to you the Rabbanan don't argue. No, that's not what Rava said. Rava should say back, Leimalei and Echanami. That's Rabbi Kiva, not the Rabbanon. The holiday day, Vada Rabbanon, the place in Leslu. I feel the Mishana Neder Shulta Mishana Huta Kuloi. I Rava said everybody holds. You say Huta Kuloi. That's in a Beisham Beis Hillel, but not the Rabbanon of Rabbi Kiva. So the Brisa which says it's Rabbi Kiva, not the Rabbanon, is 100% correct. The vada that Rabbanon the Pesachin less lahu afilu b'mashana neder shulta mishasa huta kuloi. Why the is lahu b'mashana? So if you're talking about the Rabbanon who argue in Bekiva agree in the case of mishana neder shulta mishasa huta kulo. So the guy must see some the Pesachin, the case of Pesachin which they said you don't say huta kulo, and only the yamim tayver mutter and the rest of the year is aser and yayin or baser. Have the Mishra filu b'maimid. Even though it's a case of maimid, they should have been matter everything. Why the Omar, the maimid, the poiskin? Kimashan, kimasnisen. The ta'anim. It's the similar. It's the same status of a case of when you're matter the netter, a maimon is the same thing as a case of if you're mashana, like our is equivalent to the case of mashana of our mishnah of tehenim, which you're saying by mashana that and even so their bonin say even though it's a mashana their bonin say that only the yom and tayrim mutter and the rest of the days are osur. Elavadai, Rava pluta the Mishamim Beis Hillel b'luchudokoi. So, according to Rava, when Rava said everybody agrees with Mishana that it's huta kuloi, he's going Mishamim Beis Hillel. Well, I would put the poiskin the Rikiva. Because over there, I feel a bit Mishana polling. Even in the case of Mishana, they're arguing. Vihachi, Maikomacha, the Rava, Rabbi Kiva, he, Upligar Abonan. It's a Rikiva, not the Rabbanon. So, according to this Ika, this Ika Mandomar, the Gemara's Kasha from Ravina to Rava doesn't make any sense. Elavadi Masisim the Poskin, Kin Masisim to Tainim. So, like the Rabban said, there's no difference between whether a case of it's a Nidre Shargigan or whether it's a case of you're being Mata the Netter. You actually have to do a Hatorah. There's no difference. And the market is like, according to Rabba, how he understands the din according to Rabbah, how he understands the din. When Rabbah says Mishana Divrei Kol, it means Rabbanu Rabbi Akiva also. Mashiach Yomer Rabbah Mishana Kol Moedim the Kulam Mutarim put to the Rabbanu Rabbi Akiva Namikoi, and therefore the case of the Brice of Kalkola up to Einim, if it's a case of Mishana, the Mor says why are you assuming it's only Rabbi Akiva? She may be even the Rabbanu. Mashiach Yomer Parak Rabbi Shaper Kainer Rabbi. Okay. Point number one. Good. Because of Oyderim bounds out, the Philip and Mishana, Davka Menetta Shota Ayade Pesach, Shadar Mixas and Nidre Tos. But that which we're equating the two, and we're saying Netta Shota Mishana Hutu Kuloi, is A, the case of our Mishnah, which is the case that there's a toast in the netter, because it's Nidra Sharkin, he made a mistake, he made a netter applying to something he doesn't want it to apply to. And also in a case when you're Matra, Ayyadei Pesach, which means, which we spoke about before, which is equivalent to some extent as if there's this mistake. You said, had you realized X, would you made the netter? No. So there's something wrong with the netter. So in both those scenarios, we say, since there's something wrong with the netter, and then, according to Rabbah, whether it's Maimon or Mishana, and there's some element of problem in the language, so then the whole netter is bottled. The netter has a toast, and the language has a toast. Or the netter has a toast, according to Bekiva, according to Rabbah, even the language doesn't have a toast. But there's something wrong with the netter. That's when you say the whole thing is bottled. So even though there's a chiddush of the din of charata, you can be matter the netter. There's something wrong with the netter. You're saying there's something wrong with the netter, Betzim. But now at this point, I look back and say, I wish I hadn't done it. Okay? So that's a chiddush of charata. There's something wrong with the netter. So if you're going to create a scenario of charata where he's not going to be scarred in the whole netter, he's only scarred in part of the netter. So in that situation, ain't called netter nitter. Ella Masha whom he's scarred by Bovat. Okay, that's what the Ramban says. Oh, Tosfos Kosher the Filo Nitzer Becharata Kim and the Chacham Oikar Neder Mi Karoi Mikim and Shehuter Miksaser Huter Kuloi. Tosfos says no, even though you're matzah Becharata, but the reason why Charata works is because the Hatara process allowed us to go back and say as if the Neder wasn't there. So what you say part of the Neder is he's Miskaret and it wasn't there, then the whole Neder is Bozo. Okay, fine. New points. With the Amar Hutim Miksas Hutim Kuloi, that which is a Hutim Miksas Hutim Kuloi, Daf Bishish Kolam Kulam, that they even in the case of it was Mefarit, it's only if they're one. Well, either he made them one unit, Kiyon Damer Kulchem, or even in the case of Mefarit, he said Oy Lezeh Belezeh Bevov. So now you said your person's coming along and being matter. Well, this was one unit of a netter, and that part of it's both. But if he made simultaneous multiple nadorim, so one and what's the other remain also. Avimamar lezeh hutu echem mehen whom what to recall an asura. Why? The commander kardam lechol echad veechadomi. It's as if he said a separate netter in each one. He says kainam, that's I'm not going to hand it from so and so. Lezer, I'm not going to hand it from so and so. He didn't say vav. He didn't include him as one. So he's not. It's not one netter. It's separate in the door. Why do I say that? Can we go to parakish mekadesh? Gabi bazu. He's been mekadesh a woman with ta'anim, and he gives her. So if he says bazu, he wants to ta'anim to be mitzar. If he says bazu, he means saying he's doing multiple attempts at a ma'isa kedushin, and if each ta'an is less than a pruta, there's no ma'isa kedushin, even though collectively they're worth a pruta. But he didn't say he's been mekadesh with all of them, or with this one and this one and this one. He said I'm mekadesh with this one, with this one, with this one. So each one's its own ma'isa kedushin. There's no kedushin. So you see that without the Vav, that without the vav, it's not one ma'aser kedusha. It's separate ma'aser kedusha. So we're also without the vav, it's separate kenoma. It's not one kind of. Multiple people are being tevei him, and he's responding. Shua loy lecha, loy lecha, loy lecha. It's separate shuas pikadon, and he's chayiv. It's multiple acts of denial, and if each one is false, so it's separate chiyuve korban for each shuas pikadon. Okay. End of that thought. New thought. But after the Torah's chacham, who darim neder shatnu some isalsa who tekuloi, fisha chacham oikra neder mikaroi. So you matter a neder. So then you say neder, that works based on the idea that we say that there is as if the neder wasn't there. So then comes out the neder when it originally was made was lacking something. So it's both tekuloi. Av behiter heter cheirim or nidui. So im hikrim or nidui yud bnei adam v'hutter echad mehen who mutter bekulam asurim. Because heter cheirim is not urkim made koroi. There's a din you make a cheirim and then you can be matter a cheirim. And at some point the cheirim ends. So if you ended the cheirim one person, but it's not being urkim the cheirim what was originally. The cheirim was there originally, and now you're being matter this person. So this person is mutter, nobody else. V'chena din v'forsa baal the cheirim and baal make his gaius. The more as a shayla later on. Does a baal safara work like a chacham that it's oikirit, or just that it's a megas gaius, which means it cuts it off, which means the netter the woman made was here until now, and from this point onwards he stops it. So as if he cuts it off, he ends it at this point. He's cutting it off from continuing. So we pass in the baal megas gaius. So it's not oikir megas gaius. So there's no dinner. Okay. Zuck the Mishnah. Nidre Einstein. So we have four types of Nidorim which are Mutter, and the fourth one was Nidre Einstein. So what's that example? Hidir Chavera Shiyachal Etzlai. So Reuben said to Shimon, I want you to come eat by me. And if you don't, I'm asking all of my items and you, all of my benchasim and you, if you don't come eat with me. And then, b'cholahu. So then the Shimon became sick and he couldn't come. So Reuben never meant to make Shimon Osir if Shimon didn't come, but Shimon didn't come due to an oinus. So that's not what he meant. So that would not trigger the netter, because the Shimon's not coming wasn't based on his own volition, it was due to an oinus. Or if Shimon didn't. Or if Shimon didn't come, not only because he was sick, but even if his son was sick, and that's why he didn't come, that would also be a valid oinus, but that would be considered an oinus, and therefore the netter is not kal. Or Shikrin Nohar, that he tried to come, and the river was swollen, and he couldn't pass the river, and he couldn't come. So Re Elu Nidra Einsim. All those are examples of Nidra Einsim. Set the Ram. Nidra Einsim. The Dira Chavir Shiyachal Etzloi. A Shechol Abun HaKlamer. Dalva Gav Dalav Einus Gomer Hu. The first scenario, it's an Einus Gomer. He couldn't come. He's sick. He couldn't come. He thought he can't get up. He can't go. So he could go. He chose not to. He doesn't want to leave his son. But that's also called an Einus. Re Elu Nidra Einsim. Vishalo Ola al Daito, lesser than the cost of Al Khabeiroi. He never meant to make him his nechassim again. So the sir was, he said, if you don't come to eat with me, my nechassim are also in it. He never meant to be oyser nechassim im lo yachal imoy el kshayuchol lavoy v'lo oynes klal v'lo yavoy. If he was able to come, there was nothing preventing him, and he chose not to. Of a kol shenenas ksas, v'kiran shechol abanoy v'tzarech l'sham, right? Even if he has something which is preventing him, for example, the son got sick, and he needs to stay with the son to take care of him. Mutter, the lava died to the hachi adre. That's obvious. He did not mean to ask him in that scenario, and therefore the neder is not chal. Okay. When we learn the sugya, in Ksuvis and Avbeis, which the Mor is going to make parallels between the sugyas, I told you over a piece from Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan said, "No, I told you a piece from the Chem de Shlomo." The Chem de Shlomo says that the over there, the person gave a get. The get should be take effect if he doesn't come. And he didn't come. So the Mor originally wants to say that that's based on the pasuk Lenar Lo Sasa Dover. The Mor eventually says it's because of the Kavanas Rabbanan, because of the Tznuos and the Prutzis. Right? The reason the Mor says it ties into the Lenar Lo Sasa Dover, which we're like we're going to say over here. So the Chem Hashem says, what's the pasuk saying? A woman who was did an aveira, but it was she was forced into it. She's not chayiv. What's to do with this? What's how do you apply that concept to here? The person didn't come. The Tanai was fulfilled, but it was fulfilled against his will. What's the connection? So he says that the logic behind Ernest and the Pasuk is that the Torah is telling us that the reason why a person is not culpable in a case of Ernest is because the action is not his. The action is due to the circumstances around him. So something which you do, you're responsible for. Something which the circumstances around you make you do, it's not called you doing it. It's called the circumstances that are doing it. It's not you. So the definition of an act of a human being is an act which a person does in their own volition. So when a person makes it tonight that the get should take effect, if he doesn't come, that means if he doesn't come. So it's not his physical body not arriving. It means that he, as a human being, decides not to come, and he does the action of not coming, or the lack of action of not coming. That the human being is doing it. It's not him doing it. The circumstances are doing it. The onus makes that happen. So that's not called him not coming. It's called the body didn't come due to the fact that the river made him not come. So the river presented the fact of not coming, not the person. So the ma'isa ba'onis is not the person's ma'isa, and he proves it based on a Gemara in the Barazora, where the Gemara says that even though a person who does a ma'isa b'avodah zarah without realizing it, etc., but if he does a ma'isa b'avodah zarah, he'll answer the item which he's oivid. But if a person did a b'avodah zarah al yedei oynes, the item is not also. Even though a person b'chuyav to be moshe never is not to, but once he did it, he wasn't a kind of kiddush Hashem, but he did the b'avodah zarah al yedei oynes, so it doesn't. It's not necessary because he wasn't oivid. It's not called a ma'isa of a human being being oivid b'avodah zarah. So you look at the oynes as if there's no maisa here. So that the Mor is going to draw the parallel idea as well over here, that the netter wasn't chal because the tanai was never fulfilled. So that's just a question of what the person's das was. I didn't mean to make the netter in this scenario. It's more than that. That is, if the tanai wasn't fulfilled, the tanai was Shimon not coming. It wasn't Shimon not coming. Shimon's body didn't come. It wasn't Shimon who didn't come. It was the circumstances who made Shimon not come. So it's not called Shimon as a person deciding not to come. That's called Shimon. It's not called Shimon's action. And the netter was totally in Shimon's action or lack thereof. So the more how garbage the altvis zachvosa bebeidinu. So a person presented his arguments, reasons why he should be zeichet b'din. Why he should have a right to collect, etc. So he brought a documentation that he should has a right to X in the bez. V'amar.
Just the right to
to collect or whatever it is. To be zeichet bez. Eloy asina ad flosin yomit. Libatlun hani zach v'soy. If I don't come in 30 days, I'm no longer being moichel, as it were, the right to use this documentation. So I'm going to lose the case. Isnis v'loyosa. Then an oinus prevented him from coming. So he didn't come, so the mechila takes effect. Amalei Rava, the gears over here is Rava. Amalei Rava, Anusu, because Rava and Rav Huna never didn't meet, so it had to be Rava. Anusu, Anus Rachmana Patre. So he's an onus, and onus, the Torah says, is not chayiv. The ksibul and arlus has a davar. So we don't hold her culpable. Nachitema told a shiny that's a special din in regards to oinish, of giving a person an oinish of misa. You don't give a person misa in the case of an oinish. In regards to all of their lachas, we look at an oinish as if it's fulfilled. So Rav Huna would be right. No, but tanan nidri oinsin our mishnah k'dir chaver shiachal etzloi v'chalu huwa shechalu benoy shik benor arei elu nidri oinsin. Okay. So here we have that we see that we apply the concept of onus to the kiyum of a neder. So it's not called kiyum. So over here also, it's not called the kiyum of his condition of not coming, and the skusim are not bought. Okay. The Morse says, according to Rabba, that we have this concept of onus and we apply it beyond the din of Oinshim to other areas. What's the difference in the following scenario? The get is to take effect now. If I do not return, I do not come back in the next 12 months. Then he died. So the get is cut. So she's mutter anyway. The question is she a grusha or she an almana? Is there yibum? Is she also to a kayan? So we say, well, the get wasn't to take effect after he died. So if he says the get should be called at Yud Beis Chodesh, but then he's already dead. He said it should be called Me'akshu. So once the 12 months pass and the person doesn't arrive, so retroactively the get is called before the person died. So the Mishnah says it's a get. Am I? But Hamenus isness. He wasn't able. The reason why he didn't come was because of the fact that he died, which means the not coming wasn't on the person's own volition. So according to Rabba, we should say that the get is not effective. So according to Rav Huna, it says, yeah, the din of onus doesn't apply in that scenario. Okay. So Amri, Zemora says like this, Dilma Shani Hals, maybe that's different. The E, have a yod of the miss, mean la'alta have a gomer v'yoyv get. The purpose of giving the get was that the woman should not be fall to Yivim, etc. It's out of Rav. So Misa is, you know, he's saying, I don't want the woman stuck. So if I don't come back in the next 12 months, probably I died, I can't come back, I don't want to leave you stuck, you're divorced, you can go get married. So that's exactly what he's trying to address. So Misa is not an oinus which should say the get is not effective. I don't know, but that's exactly what he wants the get for, these type of scenarios. So I don't know, if he would know, looking into the future, that he's going to die in 5 months from now, so then he wouldn't even make it tonight. He'd just say, listen, I know I'm going to die, I'll give you the get. So Misa is not a steerer to the get. Okay. Pen Markash. Okay. Maishno. So, but how is this different than the following? Mehud Amr Lahu. This situation where the person would say, Elo Yasina Mikara Tosin Yamin. If we don't come back in 30 days, next 30 days, the get is caught. Also, the person came back, Paske Mavra, and the way to get over the river to return was they would have a Mavra, which was like a ferry which would go across. And the ferry would go across, and the ferry wasn't there, so the time is running out. He's sitting on the other side of the river, and he can't get across. Armelus, he screams across, "Chazul dasoy, chazul dasoy! I'm here. I just can't get back all the way. I said I'm going to be there, which I can, but I'm here, ready to come." Armer Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Lo shmei masio." That's not called coming. Am I? Vahmein is honest. But the over here, and therefore the get is called. But he didn't come due to an honest. Okay, and the Mora says, Dilma unto the Megalia shiny. An honest which is obvious, it's galui. He should have been, all of a sudden he realized the problem that sometimes the ferry's on the wrong side of the river. Right? He should have spoken out that in that scenario, I don't mean to get to take effect. If it really bothered him, right, that he really meant to say he's coming back as long as he rides on the other side of the river. So say that, recognizing that half the time there's nobody to get across. Okay. So that is, so the Mora is saying that this idea of oinus has limitations. An oinus which a person was aware of and could anticipate, and the person did not address, means that doesn't bother him, and he wants that to count towards the kiyum of the tanat. Now the Mora moves into another question of asmachta. That obviously in the case of the schusim, he wants to win a bezin, right? He obviously his intent is to come back. He's just like being advised to the person, you know, hey, you're going away, you're leaving me hanging like this, it's not fair. You know, don't worry about it. I'll come back in the next, in the next 12 months. Fine, it's done with. But obviously, he plans to come back. He doesn't really mean to mevatel his mevatel. So that's the case of a smachta. When a person makes an asmachta, a person is making a kinyan and saying, that I really believe that I have the rights to it. And if X happens, you know what? So you should have it. So that's, but I don't really mean to be mocked to you, because I really don't believe it's going to happen. I believe that I'm going to win. So, and that, the more said asmachta, lakanya. So why isn't this a case of a smachta, which would be lacking in the Das Machna or the Das Mechila when it comes to the Mechila over here in the case of, so that's the more it deals with till the Mishnah. Let's see the Ram, at least start the Ram. Okay, Zot Iran on the Gemara, so it's in the wide lines of the Ram, the widest lines of the Ram, that towards the end of the second line. So the person asked from Bezdin to give him a time to bring documentation that why he should win. Bezdin will say, you know, based on what we have right now, you should lose. you claim you have more documentation, fine, we're not going to pass on the case. We'll give you a grace period of whatever time it is, 30 days, etc., to do that. And that's it. And if you don't care about anything about that important time, we're not going to just let this case out indefinitely. You're going to lose based on what we have right now. Okay. So Bebezin's saying he recognizes the fact that maybe the person's just playing a game, that he's just gambling for time, and he hopes that during that time he'll be able in some way to get away, etc. So therefore they made up with him the following. You're claiming, let's say, that that this star is valid. We're questioning the validity. You say you have proofs that it's valid, so you will hold on to the star. So your plan is to, you know, in the next 30 days, even if you can't bring that, you'll take the star somewhere else and go somewhere else and see, maybe you win somewhere else, etc. You're going to play a game. No, we're holding on to the star. So you're committing that this is it. That the only way you can win is with this, what we have, and if you don't come at a certain time, it's not going to work. And he didn't come back due to annoyance. So Rahuna said he didn't come back. Rava said, Narlos has a dover. Tell a shiny clever. The Malkum tell the Ika's time is Einish. We're dealing with the question of killing somebody. We use, in regards to Einish, and Einish, then we use the time of Einish. Of Amirat Rinuloi, but it doesn't apply to other areas. What's an on? Nidra Einsen, our Mishnah. Hare'elu Nidra Einsen. Now the Ran over here does not say the word of the Chem L'Shami. He says just based on the what's the person's intent. It's obvious. Fishlo Ola Alev Madir, the Madir in our scenario, Reuven was Madir Shimon. He made Shimon Osir. Madiroi im Yeroloi Kach. If the reason why he didn't come is because of an oinus. If this and this happened, so Chanami Gabi Matvis Shusei. Name loyal al daita the leviathan schusay kol hechad loymotzi meisi. The same idea. He didn't mean to be mevatalit if he can't come back. Rav Huna de lashon lemidi. Rav Huna didn't answer the question. Mashal lachosh lepirchei. He holds the question, not a question. Mishum the hotzim loharvel in the madr lasnuye vayich beslei. I mean, people know that oinsim happen. So, in the case over here where you're going to lose your schusim, if you meant that the oinus should be dealt with differently, say it. Sam, I agree. If they don't come back in the next 30 days, my star over here that I have is batel. Unless I don't come back because of an oinus. Well, you didn't say that. It means you're committing a total commitment. I and our Mishnah, like, you know, she says, so, it works for the rest. He did Aser his Chavar. Like, it's not the end of the world. So it's not that significant to him that we say the fact that he wasn't Master is a riot, that he doesn't care. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't think all the details, you know, but obviously he didn't mean to do it in that situation. But over here, it's so important to him that the lack of a Tanai is very significant. The lack of a qualification of a Tanai indicates that you don't mind. That's sort of the Ramlins of Huna. Yeah, let's hold it here.